Hash hash. How to debate changes to the standards. It is up to each team to find a good process for regularly debating standards and changing them. A recommended process is to regularly meet for 1 hour each week and walk through a list of proposals ranked by near-term importance. In this meeting, proposals are given an explanation by the authors, and the team decides if they will enter it into the standards or raise their concerns with it. It is the job of the team to help transform a proposal into something that moves the team forward. A common trap with these types of meetings is to either accept everything or block everything, and neither of those are good. The meeting should have a facilitator who constantly polices that the teams are in a generative, problem-solving, and discovery, curiosity mindset first and foremost, and only use the blocking mindset after trying to help move an idea forward somehow. If you don't already have a good tool for debating and tracking changes, here's a simple Google Sheet you can start using right away to launch this meeting. See documentation for a link to an example document. This process described above is not the only way teams can debate standards, but it has worked before in multiple companies with multiple teams. Hash hash, how to accept new standards. You should keep a record of decisions. There are tools that help you keep track of decision records, but also just writing down a decision next to the proposal in a spreadsheet can also be fine. Your team should agree on how you log decision records and stick to it. A common issue for teams is that their decision records do not get converted into a simplified understanding, forcing people to sift through years of records and try to build up the most recent and most accurate version 100% virtually in their brain. You can't scale in time or in people like that. Your team should have a set of documents that explains the presently accepted standards. Here's a proposed format for this to bucket documents in three groups. Conventions, how we do things, example, use a facade here. Concepts, important to know topics that are specific to this team, example, we use CRDTs for document change updates. And practices, how to go about doing different duties, tasks, example, when there is an outage, everyone stops their tasks and leaves their calls to help out. Once a new convention is agreed on, the authors of the proposal must update the existing documentation to ensure the standards reflect the agreement. Also, if it deprecates old standards, the team needs to understand it has officially deprecated the former style. So all of that work is potentially tech debt and needs to get updated. Hash hash, what if the change is really, really small? That's great. The majority of proposals should be small. Big ones are fine, but they should be less frequent. If your team had something like simple like, let's use this new linter, and everyone agrees and it only takes a short amount of time to add, you still must move it to the standards first and add it later on without adding scope to the existing ongoing project. Don't skip this process. It's there to prevent projects from death by 1,000 paper cuts, or in this case, 1,000 great but out-of-scope ideas.